From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
He's the quintessential professional, Mr. Rob Center, on the other side of the glass. He does it all, takes good care of us, producing. Of course, he's a fabulous Eagle 107, and he's involved in running all the FMs around here. And he's going to be the he's going back to the basics, the Bucknell board operator today on WKOK at 11:30. So he'll be taking good care of WKOK in that manner this morning. Bucknell plays on WKOK 11:30 a.m. In the studio with us now, we're glad to welcome back Eric Attinger. He's a chief communications officer for the Pennsylvania Council on Financial Literacy. We've met him a number of times in the past, helping with the city of Sunbury and Chicoutimi schools. He's just one of those sort of smart, like executive type doers around here, and can do a lot of things. And you learn fast, I bet. Is that a true statement?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's one of the things going for me. There's a lot of information out there and a lot of things to learn, so I try to learn fast. But, yeah, thanks for having me, Mark. I appreciate it.
Pennsylvania Council on Financial Literacy. Explain what this great organization is, please.
Yeah, sure. So we're the Pennsylvania Council on Financial Literacy, a nonprofit organization through the state of Pennsylvania. Our big push is for financial literacy, obviously. We push things like personal budgeting, the stock market, investing. We also do entrepreneurship. Basically, our job is, and our duty is, to make sure that we prepare the future generations to have the financial management skills it takes to be successful. We see so many people throughout the community, throughout society, just lacking those skills. So that's what we're here for, to help the next generation.
And you work with teachers. You're teaching teachers. I think you called it a multiplying effect.
Yeah. So we use the multiplying effect. So we're a small organization, and rather, you know, have hundreds of people all across the state, we work with teachers, and we are a teacher-focused, teacher-based organization. It's the multiplying effect, where we train the teachers how to use our programs, how to teach personal finance and financial literacy, and then they teach their students. So if we teach one teacher how to do this, we train them, they train 30, do sometimes 200 students, and we're reaching far more than we could otherwise. So the teachers are our bread and butter, and they're great to work with, and they really put a lot of support and help to the future as well.
Well, give me an example. I want to dig into something specific, sure. And then we'll kind of go back to the overview.
Sure.
If you're at Susquehanna University and they're having a teacher training there, kind of walk through what happens at SU, for example.
Sure, yeah. So our teacher workshops, which we actually have another one coming up here in February, what we do is it would be Carolyn, myself, and a couple other professors at Susquehanna.
Carolyn Shirk,
yes.
Super good worker.
She's fantastic. Vice president, really driving force for the past few years. Has been in it for 16 years pushing personal financial literacy. But what we do is we bring the teachers over there, provide a little workshop, show them our curriculum, our programs, explain our contest, answer all their questions they need to know, and we spend a full day with them so that they're comfortable going back into the classroom and leading the students, because a lot of teachers are overwhelmed with this kind of stuff. They have a lot to deal with, and then, you know, finances, there's so many different ways and different avenues you could take to teach this stuff. So we train them there from morning to the afternoon, and then, of course, when they go back, we offer support. They can always check in with us, and we're here for them because they're here for us.
All right, so that's one of the great ways that you're amplifying the message, is making sure that you're talking to teachers and the teachers have the knowledge and the skills and the tools and programs and curricula, if that's what's necessary, so that they can go in and teach financial literacy. Let's suppose you're already a little bit behind the eight ball. It seems that folks are graduating and they just don't have tons of knowledge about either household budgeting or the way the sort of the business or retail or commerce world works. So you're a little bit behind the eight ball, but you are working hard to make sure to raise up that knowledge.
Yeah. So we're actually, like you said, we are behind the eight ball, and we've probably been for even generations. This should have been probably taught from the beginning of the education system. So what we do is we go in all the way to elementary. We're K through 12. We have some elementaries that even participate in our stock market game. But like you said, we're trying to get them ahead of the curve here, understand budgeting skills, because inflation's a big one right now, and a lot of people, even adults, don't understand that, you know, having your money sit in a basic savings account rather than investing, is the inflation monster is going to eat up at that. So what we're trying to do is just prepare them how to manage money. A lot of these people, we're finding out it's not really the bad paying jobs, although low wages is part of it, but it's not the only the bad paying jobs, but it's the lack of financial management skills and budgeting skills and investing skills that really hurts people. So how they're managing their wealth is really our focus. And then our entrepreneurship program is to encourage them not to, you know, just try to get by with a minimum wage job, but to be the best they can be and to give them the skills, even if they're not going to start a business, how they can be a top level employee with critical thinking and problem solving skills. So our entrepreneurship programs are for everybody as well.
Well, yeah, tell me about that. This is the Dream Learn Pitch.
Yes, Dream Learn Pitch. So this is our big exploding program right now. We're actually, this program is ready to go even out of state to a national level. We've seen the importance. We have interest from other states. Even other countries have actually contacted us. But Dream Learn Pitch, it's our, we have our own learning management system. So the great part about all of our programs, we call them a buffet. So you can take as little or as much as you need. But we provide a whole learning management system with 7 different lessons on how to start a business, what that takes, you know, market competition, things like competitive advantage, things that people might not usually think of when starting a business. And we also encourage kids who might have these ideas in their head, have no idea what it takes to start one. We give them the first steps. And we also partner with universities, which is great. Susquehanna University, Dr. Rozu over there, we've been with them. Penn State University, the SBDC, Tim Cohane, they'll have some people come in and really work with the students as well. We do conferences. But we're really just trying to rise up the next generation of leaders to go out there and live the American dream, because that's what it's all based on, is small businesses and hard workers, and that's what we're trying to raise up with the next generation.
Now, the stock market challenge is a game, so to speak, but boy, what a real-life exercise.
Yeah, and that's our big thing in all of our programs, is experiential learning, we call it. So we say you could read a book about the stock market, you could read a book about driving a car, but if you go out there and drive a car just reading a book, you're going to have a bad time. We're going to want to get you behind a simulated wheel before we get you out on the road. So we do the same thing with the stock market. The students, you know, are usually flabbergasted. They don't know. There's all these numbers, ticker symbols, things like that. So we put them right into the stock market challenge. We give them $100,000. You should see their faces when we say they have $100,000 to invest. And then what we do is we just have them, you know, go in, research some companies, make some trades. We encourage them to empty out that whole $100,000 to really watch the money move, and saying, you know, you gained $10,000 over the week, and that would have really happened if this was real money in there. So they're actually working with the real live stock market, seeing it go up and down. And the best part is they might not know anything about stocks, but afterwards they will. They'll watch their money go up and down, research news, and it's all built right into our personal finance lab, where they don't have to go to Yahoo Finance or anything like that. All the research, the news, everything is built right in there, along with the ticker symbols to train those students.
All right, so there are a lot of students involved, and they go through various phases and observations, and it is a challenge. Yeah. So they get honored when they do well, and they get ranked a little bit lower in the rankings if they don't do quite as well.
Right. Yeah, so we actually have a rankings program, because we have contests for everything we do. On top of the stock market challenge, we also have a personal budgeting challenge, and we have contests in both games. We the top 10 place in our semester games. We do quarter games. We used to only have 2 10-week programs, but for popular demand and to get more students an opportunity, we now have quarterly programs, semester programs. We even added a summer program, just to make sure we're doing what we can. But every program has contests to incentivize the students with gift cards for the rewards and things like that. So the kids love it, obviously. They want to learn. We trick them into learning with the video game simulation of the budget. You know, the budgeting game is really cool because they have to have a credit score, quality of life even, and a net worth. They're trying to balance there. And it's just kind of like a video game. We had a student finish it over the weekend. It was supposed to be a 6-hour game over time through class, and the kid just loved it. So, but yeah, we incentivize them not only to just try to do their best, but if they do well, we reward them, and we have a lot of participation across the state. You can imagine when you tell kids they could win, you know, $100 or more in our contest. So.
Can you send these lessons to Washington, D.C.? Have you ever? I'm not the first person to ask you that, honest to Pete. What would it be, like $30 trillion deficit or something? Pennsylvania Council on Financial Literacy, Eric Attinger is here. He's their chief communications officer, so he does what you see him doing, and that's spreading the word, and he's really just helps glue all the pieces together. You do some advocacy in Harrisburg as well, trying to make sure the lawmakers know?
So we contact right now. Luckily, PA Senate Bill 1243 just went through, so we stay in contact with local representatives and people across the state, but we're so happy to announce that Pennsylvania, just in October, has passed the bill that in 2024 and 2025 school year, personal finance and financial literacy education will be required. And the best part about that is school districts are probably kind of squirming because, you know, they're already cutting things, slashing budgets. So we come in to provide this program for free. We give them a curriculum to teach business, personal finance, and along with these contests. So it's really about the educational component, and we're here to relieve the school districts. They don't have to invent anything new. We have programs here for them, and we provide it at no cost because of great sponsors. For example, in our area right here, we have Northumberland National Bank and Sunbury Motor Company, who they're the ones that actually fund the program, and the students are able to participate for free. School districts don't have to sweat it. We actually, some schools are saving money. They no longer have to spend money because we have everything they need to teach their students. It's all virtual, all online. They can access online, but then we also, like you said, train those teachers to be an asset to help them through the whole process.
All right. Sponsors include, but are not limited to, Northumberland National Bank, and you mentioned the Sunbury Motor Company, but there's some other...
Oh, there's so many. Yeah, Mifflinburg Bank and Trust does Union County. We have Fidelity Bank all across the state. We have so many people just willing to give back, and we're always looking for more donors, because that's the thing. We're only sponsored in 22 counties, but we serve all 67. Anybody in the state of Pennsylvania wants this. We're here to do that, and we don't really look at the money. If somebody needs help, we're going to help those schools out, but we're always looking for donors, and it's the only way it's made possible, so we're so thankful for them.
And this is a genuine nonprofit. You don't have a building or a vehicle or anything like that. Your CEO, Alan Dackey, he says he works for free.
Yeah, he volunteers. So these everybody in this organization really believes in this mission. We cut costs wherever we can. We're personal finance people, so we manage the money of the organization well. We only spend it where we have to for the kids. And Alan Dackey and many people in the past, even Carol in the past, was working for free because we knew the cause is to get out there. And if you're out there taking money for it, it's not going to get there. You have to do it for the kids. We're a nonprofit, and we just want to spread financial literacy.
Well, I sent you an email overnight that said, "For the Kids Tuesday."
That's
so
right.
That's what it's all about. DreamLearnPitch.org is one of the websites for the entrepreneurial aspect of this, which would probably just be fascinating to watch, even if you didn't necessarily participate. And then PennCFL.org is the website for the Pennsylvania Council on Financial Literacy. Eric, an additional comment. Anything else you'd like to add?
I would just like to encourage everybody out there, wherever you're at, to take your own personal financial literacy seriously. Look into programs. If you don't have them, encourage your students to learn about this stuff. This is their future, and this is our nation's future. Without small businesses and business leaders, people to manage their finances, our nation wouldn't be where it was. So we're trying to revive the American dream. So anybody out there listening, encourage financial literacy wherever you're at, and help the next person, because a lot of times it's not that they don't want to, they just don't have the skills necessary. And if you know anybody in a school system, any teachers, principals, administrators, refer them to www.penncfl.org, or they can always reach out to me, Eric Attinger, and I'm glad to help them out.
Yeah, Pennsylvania Council on Financial Literacy, Eric Attinger, Chief Communications Officer. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
Yep, good to see you again.
Yep.